Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With Stephen A. going over all the, statistics and this, that, the other, and you got Brian Windhorst and Mad Dog both there just kind of in stunned silence. It was like, Brian Windhorst, after all of it, was like, yeah, but if we could just focus on, the basketball part of this, right, which is where the discussion, like, it's almost like they forgot what they were even talking about, which I think we have. We have forgotten what the initial discussion was in the first place, which is, should the Grizzlies move on from John Morant? I believe that's what the little Chiron said there at the beginning of this. But I appreciated the fact that nobody else really wanted to engage Stephen A. in this mission or whatever it is to, get on the city of Memphis. But, the point you made is also correct in that ESPN is not going to go to this man and say enough's enough, because it's getting their social media engagement. It's getting talked about on June 18th, where I know we'll sit here and say they should be talking about the finals. But, like, these finals have no juice. It's not like there's nothing that he could talk about with related to these finals that would come close to the attention that he'll get for this. And so I think that's the calculation that they have made as a show. And also, Stephen A. Smith is the highest paid employee at ESPN. Like, he does not really have to answer to anybody up there at this point. So, I think that was telling. But it's also like, if we continue... it's the sick and twisted cycle. If we continue to engage with it and talk about it and tweet it and respond to it, guess what? They're going to keep doing it. Like, Stephen A. is going to, as long as, if he feels like there's still meat on that bone to get in terms of rage, in terms of whatever the case may be, it will continue for, they'll talk about it tomorrow on First Take if they have to.
I think sometimes some of our best segments, and I'm not saying that was Stephen A's best whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I agree with most of what you said there. But some of our better segments have come sometimes when, hey, we're talking about, something that's mainstream, but we take a little part of it because we feel like to you and me, it's more interesting. For Stephen A, the sort of the talent that he has, and you can feel how you feel about Windhorst and Mad Dog not getting even the chance to weigh in really right there, because mm-hmm. Stephen A was doing all the talking.
Yep.
But it's Stephen's show,
yep.
And what he's shown to ESPN is he is a magician. He can take a time that might be slow, a finals that might be slow, even after he was just caught not watching it. He doesn't break the games down, so he's not going to give you any an analysis of those, right? Give you a First Take segment that doesn't include any of that, and it's going off the rails in terms of folks tuning in because he's hit on something that he knows is going to resonate.
Yep.
And that's what he did.
Yep.
The segment was about whether the Grizz, as you said, should move on from Ja Morant. He took it to where he did about free agency, having the Twins there,
right?
The coming off the Bain stuff. He took it to that point because to Stephen A., this was more interesting to him.
Right.
He has the formula. He knows what's going to hit. It was Stephen A. being Stephen A.
And it's that's a fair spinoff, right? All right, if they don't move on from Ja, they clearly have to bring in players around him.
And so
that's how you get to that.
And so then ESPN, you know, they start, you know, they benefit from that. You're getting the social media impressions and everything else. And you're loving it because all of a sudden everybody's tuned in, you know, to something that, man, maybe 95% of the country didn't care about when you started it, but 5% in Memphis did, and then the hubbub it created got it everybody in.
Yep.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, I hear what you're saying because I was looking at Wendy's face, and I heard him on that to the basketball part because he was really trying to remind Stephen, what you got us here for if you're going
to
do that?
And he clearly has nothing to say about Memphis's crime problem. Like,
but let's be real, too. Those guys know what show they're on, First Take.
That's right.
And when Stephen A. asked, come on, you're going to do it.
That's right.
But what it showed you was Stephen A. ain't interested in breaking down basketball games with whether it's Brian Windhorst or Legler or whoever. Fitzy was telling us that stuff yesterday.
You're right.
He's going to find something else. He's going to find another A, like the A in his name, that's going to have everybody talking about it, right?
You're right.
From his show.
Exactly. Because, like, to me, it's like...
There's a little bit of, you know,
it's kind
of skill
nuts.
To it, even though it's nuts, like, and we hate it, and he'll get unprofessional with it.
This is
times,
a talent. This is
but it's clearly a talent. Yes.
Yeah. Like his ability to, and that's what Fitz was also saying, is like he knows how to get clicks. He knows how to do it. Like it's, and that's why he's paid $25 million a year, because he gets $25 million worth of engagement. Right, every single year.
Is that all of his jobs together, or is that ESPN?
It's just ESPN. I don't. Dang, the Sirius is going to be separate of that.
Good Lord!
And you know he ain't working for Sirius for cheap, so he's probably getting at least $5 million from them to do that show every single day.
Yeah, I missed that. You got 25 from ESPN. That is crazy.
Yeah, because you know they incorporate him on. I mean, they do work the ish out of him. Mm. I mean, he's on all, and that's what Fitz was saying too. It was just interesting to get that kind of curtain peeled back. Like, but that man is on all the time. You know, he does. The First Take, he does guest spots, he does NBA shows, he does social media segments, you know, Ask Stephen A. or whatever it is, you know, like he is on all the damn time. And so they definitely get their $25 million worth from him. But yes, it's like he knows how to, he's like a nurse who finds the vein, you know, when she's about to start drawing blood, you know, and he seems like, regardless of what it is, like he has found. You know, I don't think he intended on. Well, maybe he did. Maybe he did intend on talking about. You know, but I don't think he expected the reaction about that throwaway line.
No, I don't think he did either. And I think that's part of why he was so still pumped up yesterday with the 6:58 7 p.m. tweet. Now we talked about that. I don't know if we got a chance to talk about it with you, but the tone of that and how it was, come on, Ja, I got some more if you want to, was completely different than how he came back this morning after getting schooled on. I think from the mayor, commerce president, after getting schooled on, okay, we've got a crime problem, but we're working on it, and things are getting better. He did come back with a different level of education on Memphis that next. But look, go look at the tone of that tweet at 6:58.
Yep.
Basically saying, come on, Ja.
Yep.
I got some more if you want to. You going to really do this with me?
It was almost like blackmail.
Yeah.
You know, in a way. But,
and then where Jeff was right, though, is that, look, man, if you got more, you know, if you're a journalist, right? It was either said or it wasn't. You don't hide it. You don't use it as leverage.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That's why I said with Jeff, he's no longer in that game of, you know, necessarily having a, you know, yes, he's still
that's
got some journalistic integrity, but that is not his priority.
That's right.
It is not, as Jeff said, a journalistic enterprise. It is an enterprise seeking ratings.
That's right.
And he can use his journalistic background to bring some credibility to what he's saying. I talked to Jimmy Butler, and it does. It adds more credibility to a ratings-driven program.
Yep.
And that's why we're here.
That is exactly.
But he was going at Ja. He was still feeling a certain kind of way about Ja coming at his show.
Yes.
At 6:58 last night.
Right. Which, to me, that's the part of it that was
That's the part that was BS. Unprofessional.
Yes.
That was very unprofessional.
Because, like, what was Ja supposed to do, just take it? Like he's the guy that
Ja was standing up for his city, man.
Exactly. What's he supposed to do, man?
But he did say in standing up for his city, come on, your show should be talking about the finals. And for Stephen A., it's his show. He took it personal.
You can't tell me what I'm supposed to
be
talking about.
And that's why he came back with that same sort of energy.
That's right.
I thought his unprofessional return of that energy by him, an energy that was particularly different.
That's right.
This morning.
That's right. And exactly. Like he I wouldn't say he walked it back.
No, he stood to his crime.
But he definitely like he saw.
But the tone was way different.
It almost was like the mayor talked to him.
I mean, he did. I mean, he had the stats. I'm assuming whether he got them from the mayor or the Commerce Press, he got them stats from somebody in Memphis, it felt like. But what we know about Stephen A., Fitzy just told us, he's too spread thin,
no doubt,
on all the shows to go digging for it and looking for it himself,
no doubt,
after having that take yesterday. So now he comes back with what Memphis sent him.
That's right.
And he can sound a little bit more educated,
no doubt,
have the proper tone. But back to the thing, John, for him, still be right that the crime issue in Memphis, at least according to one player he's talked to, he'll tell you it's everybody. Dissuades, as he said, free agents from coming.
Now, did you decipher the Ja tweet from 1 a.m. this morning?
No, and I was up. Well, I was up a little after he sent it. Weird night for me.
I assume he was not talking about
2 a.m. I had no idea what he's talking about. What's the war? Go ahead and read it for the people.
He's not talking about. So he tweets, "Don't cry for me when the war is over." Now, I assume he's not talking about Israel-Iran. I assume those are not. That's not the war he's participating in. But I wonder.
Is it the war with Stephen A.? Is it the war here at home?
He's fighting some kind of battle, you know, internally. It almost feels
that's why
like.
I spent a good deal of time trying to figure out what the war is last
night. Right. Yeah, he's up. He's contemplating life.
That was a 1:15 a.m. tweet.
Yeah, 1 a.m. tweet, man. And so it's like, Ja, what's up, man?
But Ja did not respond yet to the heated 6:58 p.m.
That's right.
Stephen A., and I was wondering if we were going to get that today. We have not thus far.
That's right.
And the only response we've seen, and it wasn't quote tweeted from the Stephen A. stuff, was this thing about the war.
Exactly. I think Ja should feel good about letting that dog lie. Like, he said his piece. He said that, you know.
I agree.
You know, he's going to be in the 901. You know, he made his point about the city and team talking about that during the finals. Like, there's nothing left for Ja to gain from a back and forth because he's got the platform every day. He's got he's better at it, unfortunately, than Ja. So I think like let's let this dog lie. But you know, if he's compelled, he should say something. But I kind of feel like Stephen A.'s a court jester. Let him say what he wants to say.
He'll just twist it back up and keep this thing going.
That's right. That's exactly right. Or what I would like, get on there with that man. Like, get on First Take with his ass. Now, that would be good theater.
Well, you're playing his game then, aren't you?
Who was it that did that?
You're letting him benefit with the ratings.
You remember way back when, bro, was it Richard Sherman that went on there? And because Skip Bayless, I think it was Skip Bayless, that kept trashing him. And he went on there with Skip. And he just it was embarrassing.
Gotta be video clips from that.
Yeah. I don't know if Ja would come with like Richard Sherman, but remember he said, "I'm better at life than you." That's what Richard Sherman told Skip Bayless. Ja got to get on there and say, "I'm better at life than you." So you could keep talking about Memphis and you can keep talking about crime, but I'm better at life than you. That would be unbelievable. Unbelievable television.
Stephen A. pretty good.
But yeah, Stephen A. would have like
life, I'm saying.
No, he is. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I mean, he and Ja are basically making the same amount a year.
And my guy was a columnist. I mean, with all due respect, like, he came from a newspaper and turned it into this.
Right.
You know, Ja was trained to go by T. Morant.
He was.
From the get-go.
Ja's making 36.7. So, it's comparable. It's comparable.
Stephen A. might has longer.
I get
has
to play.
Has longer career potentially.
No question.
Making this kind of money.
Ooh, here's too much material. Too much material. Don't do it, Ja. Don't go on there. Because Stephen A. could say something like, "That your next year could be your last in the NBA, the way you play." Like, I'm just saying that's.
What was the part that Stephen A. meant when he said, "or even more details"?
Who knows, man?
What is he withholding?
I know. It's like, if you have something, you should say something. Like if you're gonna go there, right? Like don't you know hide the baby or hide the ball. If you're gonna threaten Ja with some nefarious details or whatever, like you should say what you have. You know, I mean, again, if you don't want to do it because you have respect for Ja, then you shouldn't have said anything in the first place. But it is like the only issue is like the lines between what's like journalistic and what's entertainment are more blurred than ever before now. Because I feel like First Take used to be a pretty when it started. You know, it was wasn't it Cold Pizza first, and then it became like there was just some rooted in journalism, right? There's like some foundation, and it's ESPN who, you know, you respect those call letters. So it's like now it's like they blur the lines between what's entertainment and for clicks and for engagement versus like reporting, and they kind of bring on reporters to talk to Stephen A. So it's like you don't really know what is meant to be what anymore, especially for the average fan that's just going to be tuning in today. They're going to think like literally Memphis is the – I mean, Stephen A. Smith called it the one of the worst cities in America today, you know? It's like what are you doing, man? What are you – so now that's going to hurt. Somebody's going to watch it. Like, I'm never going to Memphis. If I ever go to Memphis, I better just speed up at it. It doesn't help. It's not a help.
Oh, no, it's not a good thing for us at all.
You know, because that's just more, you know, national perception that you got to fight unnecessarily. You know, and all Memphis did was exist. You know,
like, but hey, as I told Brad there in that opening segment, you know, the real way out of this, you know, you talk about, you know, Stephen A's not going to quit doing what he's doing, and Jaws, you know, the real way out of this is for Klieman to put a winner back together.
There's no doubt.
Because they got Stephen A, Bobby Marks, all of them 2 or 3 years ago weren't saying anything but good things about this franchise, and weren't talking about crime or free agent problems. When the things are going well, they're not going to touch on those things. They're just not going to do it. And that's again, to bring in Klieman into a situation like this where we've said Stephen A. got unprofessional, all that, you don't have to do it. But that's what us moving on, that's it. That's how you change what they're saying about you. And let's be real, when they do, let's say Klieman gets that done. Hey, maybe he gets KD, whatever else. John's talking about that. Whatever. When they do, we're going to love when they're saying good things about us again.
Oh, there's no
we'll
doubt.
Love Stephen A.
We'll
if
love
he
him.
Says this thing's back. Oh, yeah. King Klieman's got it going. Old
That's
John
right.
Moran's box office. We'll play the clip.
That's right.
And we'll say we love it.
We'll forgive.
But we just got to get back to winning. Because they don't do this
they do
to
not.
Franchises that are right that are on top. They just don't.
That's right.
And you've pointed out, got crime in those cities.
That's right.
Could be talking about the crime in those cities. Those cities could have issues too.
Right.
He's not hitting those.
Like
he's,
the Ravens.
He's hitting ours.
Baltimore's got a lot of crime, but like the Ravens are a good team. They're like, so they talk about Lamar, and they talk about how, you know, Harbaugh, and they're always relevant and all those different things. Like, yes.
I mean, athletes have been, shot in San Francisco.
Yep.
Tell me the Memphis athlete that's been attacked here.
Not since Penny.
You know, Ja got robbed by a national ring of thieves.
That's right.
At his house.
So did Joe Burrow.
That was not a Memphis ring.
Right.
Very important to know.
That's
for
right.
Stephen A.
And Burrow did.
Burrow, it was the
Kelsey,
same ring.
Yeah.
What was it? Venezuelan?
Yeah,
I wanted to have the wrong country,
yeah.
But it was
a foreign
ring of,
country.
It,
yeah.
Foreign country.
Yes. And that again, you tell me the Grizzlies player that hasn't sort of had protections around here. What are we talking about? Whether it's, hey, police kind of got you, or, you know, the thugs here, hell, we're cool with you too. We got you. I mean, where are we getting robbed and attacked? You know, like Paul Pierce did once in his life.
Yeah.
And got robbed. I don't know if it's in Boston, but he got robbed.
Yeah.
Is that, are our guys getting robbed?
No.
Maybe we didn't, well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Again, Penny got shot in the 90s. All right. That's the last thing I know of.
So, but what Stephen A. is saying and what Jimmy Butler is saying is, oh, I don't want to go there because I might get, you know, might get robbed or whatever. We don't have those stories.
No,
you're
right.
We have the same crime issues and in some cases less than some of these other cities.
I mean, I was on with Jeff today and I was just like, you know, again, I was just mystified that they were still, you know, it's like a commenter on a news site, you know, like some of the things that he was saying. It's just like you just never hear this on ESPN. Talking about crime for an NBA player.
Well, when he got into red and blue.
That's how
he's
you.
Bingo.
Memphis
he's making a
black,
run.
Memphis is blue in a red state. He
starts
yeah, sounding
right.
like, start sound like president.
He's about to make a run, folks.
He's at least going to be in the primaries. You know, I don't know. But I guess the Republicans, he can run as either if he wants.
I just think he got reminded, too, that, look, man, you're a brother. And you just took a big, probably unnecessary dump on the largest predominantly black town in the country. And I bet you, you know, whether it was the mayor, somebody schooled him.
Yep.
On who he was hitting.
Yep.
And how much the city he was hitting is really trying to come out of this, man. We know we got those issues. It's not like we're dismissing them or just all walking around. We're riding. We're looting stores. We know we got issues. Do we have enough cops and everything else? I mean, that's part. You have to have that to fight the issues. And we know we've got them. We know the numbers are down, but they're not where they need to be. That's my part. Stephen A. got schooled on that. It felt like, man, you're taking a shot at the city. Really don't need it right now. City's trying to get up. Exactly. City that's trying to roll its sleeves up.
Exactly.
And why does it got to be so personal? You know. And so, again, it felt like different tone today. What he didn't back off of, John, was his stance, though. He put them crime stats out there, and he let us know it's one of the worst crime-ridden cities in America. Because Stephen A. gonna be right, and Stephen A. in the end is gonna Stephen A. That's it. 2 weeks from now, he's saying good things about Memphis. We'll hold him up.
Yep,
it's just what we do.
Yep, and hopefully he'll have a reason to do that. I mean, hopefully we'll.
That's why I'm saying climate. Let's kick it in gear. We got picks now. Let's whatever it is. Let's get this thing back to a winning outfit that he's having to compliment.
Yep.
And talk about the atmosphere down in FedEx Field. We're making him have to come to Memphis.
That's right.
And report from here because you're making Western Conference Finals.
Exactly.
Like, don't give them a choice.
I'd love to go. I'd love to, if we could, just go back in time to 2013 First Take. What were they saying in May 2013 on First Take about Memphis? I feel like Memphis was like, you brought up the ESPN magazine thing yesterday. They were ranked number one. And I mean, I know crime has been exacerbated because of COVID, but it was still an issue. In 2013, it wasn't like, I mean, it's an issue in every city. It's an issue literally in every metropolitan area. It feels like because, you know, let's be honest, Ja had the gun thing, you know, he had something with the firearm. He got suspended for that. That does not help, I feel like. That's probably underlining it all. Like, if the main player himself didn't have the situation with the gun, maybe you wouldn't have even thought to think, you know, look into it. But they were talking about Ja. It feels like, you know, that's just been a theme here the last few years, not getting to the playoffs in the year he got suspended, obviously underperforming in the other years that they have. So, yeah, let's hope that, you know, they can get Kevin Durant, man. Let's go all in on KD. Come fix crime, KD. That's all we ask.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.